I cherish the Africana Woman podcast for their courage to step up and speak up on those real burning issues that affect African women, about the culture, the traditions, and all those disrupting beliefs that have enslaved the African woman for centuries. These are necessary conversations. An Africana woman is always there to talk about them and raise awareness and help the coming generation to know their roots and to learn and to break away from all of these stigma and cultural beliefs that keep us enslaved. So I'm happy to be listening to the podcast and happy 50th episode. Congratulations. Keep up the good work.
Hey beautiful, that was Mary Maimo from Cameroon, introducing our 50th episode. Today you will hear what the top three episodes are. You will also hear from some of our listeners and past guests of the show, and I will talk about the journey to 50 episodes. You are listening to the Africana Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Chulu. You can find out more about me on AfrikanaWoman.com. Every week I ask an Africana woman to invite us into her home to give us a snapshot into what happens behind her closed doors. I'm not going to lie, it may become uncomfortable sometimes. However, I encourage you to push past your unease and challenge yourself to think differently. The simple act of expanding yourself to receive the unknown may be transformational for you. I am more than thrilled that we have actually reached this milestone. 50 episodes. Do you know that on average, most people who start a podcast only ever make it to 8 episodes? So getting to 50 is a big, big deal. The funny thing is, just 3 years ago, I didn't even know what a podcast was. So in 2019, my younger sister Kapumpe had introduced me to, you know, some podcasts that she listens to. Manje, guys, the podcasts were very loud. Like I said, she's younger than me. So it was just like, ah! I was just like, my God, this is just noise. But later that year, I felt inspired to browse through the podcasts and see if there was anything interesting. And that's when I found Redefining Wealth by Patrice Washington. That podcast changed my life. I was at a stage when I was in a slump and I didn't know how to get out of it. But listening to Patrice talk about her five pillars gave me a roadmap to picking up the broken pieces of my life. By the end of the year, she became my coach. And then by the time I was getting to 2020, you know, and it was swinging around, I was, you know, I had started the Africana Woman blog. And I also started interviewing friends on Instagram Live. Now, after each interview, I was blown away. And I thought it would be amazing for more people to hear these conversations. And that's when the idea of a podcast came to me. Now, that's easier said than done, isn't it? Now, I didn't know how to make a podcast. Like, where do you start from, right? So the first thing I did was I hired a coach. So shout out to Vernon Ross. And then I put out a question in the community, in my community. And I asked if anyone knew, you know, somebody who could edit a podcast. So within hours, a name and a phone number had been sent to me. I called them up. We had a conversation about the vision. And when they came back to me with a sample, guys, I was blown away. And I was just, I think it was at that moment that I said, wow, this is actually possible, right? And it then, it just became, it started becoming more real. So I was going to give myself a couple of months to launch. But my coach, Mr. Vernon, was like, no, you can launch on the 1st of September, which was in like 3 weeks. I was like, yeah. Oh, okay. A challenge accepted. What it meant was that I had to have three episodes ready for the launch day. So I pushed myself, figured out the format, planned out the season. And on the 1st of September, I remember sitting at my computer, getting ready to press the publish button. I was feeling nervous, apprehensive, excited. And I was thinking, what if people don't like it? What if no one listens? Click. I put it out in the world anyway.
Congratulations to the Africana Woman with Tuli podcast on your anniversary. Thank you very much for all the wonderful episodes and helping us realize the universality of the women's experience and helping us grow and learn from others' experience. Thank you, I am such a fan.
That is Phoebe from Botswana. Thank you so, so much for that beautiful message. Now, sis, back to the story. For those of you who want to make a podcast, I have to tell you, once you get past the technicality of putting the podcast together, there is still more to do. So the podcast was out there, but now I actually had to ensure that people were listening to it. And my other major concern was making sure that I had a continuous lineup of guests. But I'll tell you what, one thing I was very sure about is that I did not want to do this by myself. I wanted to have a community of podcasters that I could lean into for help and support. Now, I'm a firm believer. If you don't see something that you want, then create it. So I started doing research on African female podcasters, and I found some really amazing podcasts out there. You guys can go to my socials and you'll be able to see the other female podcasters and the podcast that they're doing. Phenomenal work. And I reached out to them. And I was just like, hey, it would be great if we all met. Guys, these are women with highly successful podcasts, you know, over 50 plus episodes. And here comes Chulu with her Tuma 5 episodes talking about let's meet. I was just thinking, oh my gosh, no one would take me seriously. But lo and behold, they came for the first meet and greet. And from there, we decided to create a community. These women have been a source of great help and inspiration for me on my podcasting journey. They continue to show me what is possible on the podcast. They have helped me when I have been stuck, and they have become really good friends. And I'm so grateful for each and every one of them. Here is what I know. Whatever you're doing, surround yourself with people that are 100 times better than you. I think that when we think about mentors, we always jump to the extreme, like, hey, I wish I had Oprah, Michelle Obama. I wish they were my mentors. Like, you know, nah, babes, let's just take it down a notch. But, you know, not that they're not as amazing, but the reality is there are so many people that you can learn from if you just looked around.
I love the Africana Woman podcast because I can listen to African women from all over the world. Those are women I really can relate to, and Chulu does a great job by bringing their stories to life. I have had so many aha moments listening to different episodes, and I have so many favorite ones, so I can just refer to the last one, episode 46, with Matalo Mulenga, episode 38 with Mulenga Soko, who is an amazing artist, episode 33 and 32, to name a few.
That was a message from Tati from Guinea. Listen, I love Tati. Tati actually lives in Malaysia, and she just shows up, guys. She shows up in every single way for herself, and I absolutely, absolutely adore Tati. So shout out to Tati. Love you so, so much. The guests have always been the anchor of the show. They get to choose what they want to talk about. I think that most of the conversations are more authentic because it's coming from a place of genuine interest and knowledge of the topic. I also do not give the guests any questions to prepare ahead of time. You know, they're always asking me, okay, Chulu, what are you going to ask? I'm like, to be honest, I don't know. I know what we're going to talk about, but I don't know where it's going to go. So I like to have a natural conversation. And it's always funny because when they arrive for the interview, you know, they're a bit nervous. And then by the time we are done, they're like, oh my gosh, that was so cool. That was easy. You know, it's just a conversation. And I guess ahead of time, I do research on my guests and, you know, the topics they have chosen. I like to find out interesting things about them. And on more than one occasion, my guests will say something like, oh, wow, you've done your research, right? So, how do I find these amazing women that I talk to? I'd say there are three ways. So the first one is I ask people that I know. So my friends, you know, people in my network. My friends have been so, so supportive of the podcast, and I'm so, so grateful. And number two, I ask for referrals, and I receive phenomenal suggestions. Like, I am just so grateful when I just ask people, like, listen, I'm looking for people to be on the podcast. And, you know, people will just say, oh, you should talk to this one. You should talk to that one. It's amazing who comes up from the referrals. So I'm very grateful for those. And then also, number three, when I'm out in the wild, guys, I'm always looking for a story. I should have been like a journalist in my former life or something. I don't know. But I can be anywhere, in a park, at a function, whatever. And, you know, I'm talking to someone and they start telling me about their story. And I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, this would be great for the podcast. And I literally just invite them on the spot. Like, would you want to be on the show? Now, here's the thing. I believe that every woman has a story, and your story is important. So you can come on the show. If you are listening right now, you can be a guest on the show. So if you go to the show notes, there is a link that you can register to be a guest. The funny thing is, I find that with Africans and women in particular, we never want to volunteer for things like this. Most women want to be asked. I don't know if it's fear or being rejected. Like, oh, if I say I want to be on the podcast, and then she was going to be like, no, you can't be on it or something. I don't know what it is. But yeah, I don't know. That fear rejection thing, I guess, is very real. But I don't know everyone, you know, so I cannot guess that, you know, you want to be on the podcast and you want to be asked. So it's better you come to me and say, hey, I want, you know, I'm interested, you know, or even just say I'm interested. So, you know, sometimes, guys, I just want to encourage you to put yourself out there. It's okay to take a risk. And here's the thing. I'm a professional storyteller. So I'm going to help you to figure out how to tell your story. And I will guide you through the conversation, basically the interview, on, you know, mapping out that story. So you don't have to be nervous. I'm going to be with you every step of the way. There is always, always an open invitation for you to be a guest on the show. So check out the show notes for the registration form.
Hey Chulu, so the reason I listen to Africana Woman Visionary is I love to listen to other women's stories and get inspiration from them because it's so inspires me to hear about their milestones, their ups and downs, their setbacks, and how they put through it and came out strong on the other side. And I love the lessons in it. I believe that you can learn one or two things from another person's story, even though it's not related to yours directly. But just by listening to your podcast, I've actually learned a few lessons and how I can actually use that in my own personal life. And my experience as a guest on Africana Women Visionary was amazing. I loved it. I loved the energy and the vibe. Chulu, you are an absolute vibe. You are very refreshing to talk to. It was so refreshing. I didn't want the meeting to end, but I love that I got to tell my story, and I actually had a first line view of what your work actually does and how it actually gets to inspire other people. And I hope that I will be a guest again, because I just keep wanting to come back over and over again, because that's the atmosphere that you have around. And just want to say thank you for the opportunity, and keep inspiring young women, all the women of all walks of life are out there. Keep inspiring us through your podcast and through the stories that you share, through the stories that other women get to share via your podcast. Thank you so much, Chulu.
That was Mapalo from Zambia, and she was a former guest, and she's also an avid listener. So I love Mapalo. So let's talk about what your all-time favorite episodes have been. I was going to do a top 10, but I think that would be a lot. So I might do a countdown on social media. But right now, I think I'm just going to concentrate on the top three. So coming in at number three is episode 32, Keys to Fulfilling Big Dreams with Adele Onyango from Kenya. If you do not know Adele, she has one of the biggest podcasts in Africa, and it's called Legally Clueless. You should go check it out. It is so good. So when she was on my show, I was totally freaking out. I was like geeking out because I could ask her questions about how she is so amazing. It's like meeting Maya Angelou and you only have 30 minutes to pick her brain. What do you ask her? You have to boil down your questions to the most important ones, isn't it? So it was such a good conversation. I could have talked to Adele for hours, but at some point I had to stop. I definitely recommend you go listen to that episode. What I learned from her is that whatever dream you have, it can come true if you give it a chance. So coming in at number two, hey, is episode 17, Overcoming Imposter Syndrome with Juliana Bitarabeho from Uganda. Oish, guys. Guys. So you see, this is one of the cases where I was out in the wild and I met someone phenomenal. I met Juliana in Wales in 2019 at a conference. Hey, this woman is so intelligent. She is poised. Like, she's just an amazing person. And when I was coming up with my wish list, that initial wish list of guests, she was on there for sure. I guess why this episode resonates so well with you guys, with you know, with the listeners is that we all experience some sort of imposter syndrome, and it can be anything. For example, you know, you're sitting there thinking, oh my God, someone has actually left me with a child, like a whole baby, a whole human being, and I should look after it. Like, are they serious? Or, you know, you might be feeling out of place when you have been promoted, or you're in a top level meeting and the whole time you're thinking, does everyone know that I don't know what the hell I'm doing? Funny thing is, most likely everyone else in the room is thinking the same thing. So anyway, you should listen to the sound advice that Juliana shares about overcoming imposter syndrome. Alrighty, drum roll please. Coming in at number one, the most listened to podcast episode on the Africana Woman podcast is episode 24, Education Beyond the Classroom with Wangu Mvula. I love this conversation because it is so close to my own experience and my life. You know, Wangu is currently a university student in the US after growing up in Zambia, and then she studied in Europe for 2 years, and then she finally ended up in the States. So we talked about, you know, traditional education that one would expect to learn in the classroom, and we also explored the things we learn outside of the classroom. This lady is wise beyond her years. I think this is such a great episode for parents who are considering sending their children to study in another country, or if you as a student, you know, you have that wish and desire to have an international experience, this is such a good conversation. But this one, hands down, is by far the most listened to episode on the podcast. So yeah, these three episodes have been your favorite. I personally love all of the episodes because I learn so much from everyone.
Africana woman, I love it. I love the podcast, the topics that are discussed. I love how blunt and transparent the speakers are. My podcast was received gracefully. You know, I had so much positive feedback. They told me how I was so real and I was so raw, and that we need so many other people with such discussions to come up on the podcast. And I would like to believe so many people subscribe to the podcast. So yeah, double thumbs up on my end. Thank you.
That is Amanda Ruth, and she is from Zambia. She was also a guest on the show. Love her to bits. All right, so what have I learned over these last 50 episodes? Okay, so number one, when you have a vision, go after it. Do not overthink it, because you can talk yourself out of actually doing it. So just jump in and do it. Just do it. I think it's okay to learn as you go along. You don't have to be perfect at it when you're just starting. So just do it, right? Number two, community is everything. Find yourself in a community where you can learn from others, but don't just be taking, also give, so you can help others with where you are at. And I think you will grow exponentially in community. Number three, create a system. 50 episodes does not happen by happenstance. Like, it just cannot happen by happenstance, guys. For you to go to the distance, you have to put in place systems that help you thrive and achieve your goals.
Hi, Africana women, Africana missionary women. I'm happy to be part of the Africana World Visionaries. I'm a new member, and I've learned quite a lot so far. I'm enjoying a lot of things, various articles from various beautiful women. I'm really benefiting a lot. I've just been a member for about, I think about 2 weeks now, and I happen to spend some time to listen to the podcast by Chulu, Miss Chulu, the lovely beautiful Chulu, and there are a lot of articles that I enjoyed. But for the sake of this episode, as we celebrate the 50th podcast, I just want to mention a few. Of course, there are a lot of items that I loved, but a few of the items that are popping out, which are still stuck in my mind, are: one, the article that talked about healing your relationship with yourself. It's something that really got to my soul, because growing up, I was one person that grew up with a very low self-esteem. I knew my sisters were beautiful and were appreciated, but it was the opposite with me, because I don't know. But yeah, so listening to that podcast, it really brought inner healing, and I also learned a lot on how I need to teach my children about the beauty that comes from within, and not just to focus on the body and the outward beauty. So that one was really, really an awesome interview and teaching that I got from that podcast. It must have been episode 46, I think. The other one was where this lovely lady talked about her life, how she wanted to do medicine but ended up doing pharmacy, and she hated it at first. She hated it with passion, and it affected her mental health, it affected her personality, and just everything else. But immediately she changed her perception, she changed her mindset, and just decided to love the course. Everything fell into place. Well, it kind of also reminded me of myself. I also grew up desiring to do medicine, but for some reason I actually did not do very well at grade 12, and I also had issues with finances and all, and I've ended up doing accounts, something that I really did not love, but I thought, well, I'm growing up and time is running, I need to do something. But like she mentioned, immediately you put your mind to something and you just decide to love it, it becomes part of you and it becomes enjoyable. And right now I'm an auditor at one of the prestigious audit firms in Zambia, PKF Zambia, and it's been a journey, and yeah, I am enjoying. So I really love that episode as well. And finally, last but not the least, of course, I've continued to listen and I'm learning some more. I heard about the issue of sexualities, rights as women. I love that. But I also loved Chulu's presentation when she was celebrating her birthday, her 37th birthday. Happy belated birthday, girl. I loved the way she laid out her aspects of life, like gardens. And it's one thing that I've also copied and I want to implement in my own personal life. So I've set up gardens of my family, because I think for me, family comes first. It's my priority, and also my relationship with my Yahweh, my creator. So I've copied her strategy to set them up as gardens, and also just to check them up on a daily basis of how am I coping in each and every area of my life. So that one must have been episode 48. Yes. So these are some of the episodes that I still think about, but it does not mean that they are the only ones I'm still enjoying. So we're looking forward to more and more and more. I've actually invited a lot of my friends to like Africana Visionary. So big ups, Chulu, big ups. Thank you so much.
I love that message from Haja. She is phenomenal. She is from Zambia. And I feel like when we had a conversation, which was quite recently, I honestly feel like it was a good incidence of us meeting, because she is doing phenomenal work and I cannot wait to partner with her on certain projects. So, all right, let's continue the story. Now, listen, despite everything that I have said, the show would not be possible without you, the listeners. You keep me motivated. The stories and feedback that I receive assure me that this is worthwhile, and I'm so grateful for all the people that I have met over this last year, be it the guests or the listeners. I'm even more grateful to be in community with you all. Now, as you just heard, in addition to the podcast, we have a community where you can network and meet other inspiring women. We would love for you to join the Africana Woman Visionaries. Many times, you know, you feel limited because maybe your friend circle are only those from high school or from, you know, from work, and you really want to meet new people and expand your network, but you don't even know how. You don't know where to start from, and, you know, sometimes you just feel a bit awkward about it. So in the Africana Women Visionaries, we make this possible by bringing a global network to you. You will meet phenomenal women and learn a lot too. You learn about yourself, you learn about your business or your career, and, you know, just how to navigate the world. You also have the possibility of attending Africana Women Transformational Events. One which is coming up is the Know Your Purpose Mindfulness Challenge. This is 14 days of self-reflection to unlock your dreams, your priorities, and most importantly, to give yourself permission to step into your purpose. In Africana Woman, we want you to become the best version of yourself, and we want you to enjoy this one life that you have. So I'm going to end here by sharing this clip from Kako. Now, Kako attended the Know Your Purpose retreat in 2020. It was supposed to be in person, but we then adapted it to online because of our resident virus. Nonetheless, a year on, here is what she had to say.
Hi, Julie. So, like I've said in my message, this was something that I had actually meant to send to you on Sunday, the 18th of July, when I was doing my morning reflection. I was doing a lot of reflection on my past year, and a lot of it had been ringing in my mind, and I kept saying to myself, I'll write it down. And on that day, I actually decided that it was a good day to do it, because the past few days I had been scrolling through pictures in my phone and reflecting on them and the journey that I had been on the past year. And yes, it's been a journey that had lots of highs and lows, joy, laughter, tears, and lots of growth too. And I'm really proud of the person that I am becoming. And listening to your Good Morning Beautiful message on the 18th of July made me realize that it was important for me to put pen to paper and write down my thoughts and my feelings from my reflection of the past year. So for starters, I sit down and I think to myself, like, no, Kako, you haven't really done much, you haven't achieved much. But as I sat and reflected, I realized that, yes, I am a work in progress, and I have actually made quite a lot of progress, and I deserve to celebrate me for all the wins that I have made. So I said to myself, well done, Kako. The journey over the past year for me has been a journey of becoming me. And like Chulu, like you said in your message, your Good Morning message on the 18th of July, I am in love with me. I am proud of myself, and I am loving her more and more. I love you, Kako, and I love you too, Chulu. I am enough, and I have everything I need right now inside of me. I love me, and I promise to do better. I've also been reflecting on, as I have like a couple of days, I was going through my pictures and reflecting on them, and also thinking about how grateful I am to have a sister friend in Chulu. Grateful for her love, grateful for her wise counsel, grateful for the positive impact she's had on my journey over the past year. From my first live Instagram with her, that actually pushed me out of my comfort zone. Reading Chulu's posts on Know Your Purpose, Grow Your Roots. This resonated with me, reminded me of my childhood and my upbringing, and what I was going through at that particular time. It spoke to me, and it was something I really wanted to be a part of. 1, 2, 3, Chulu planned for a retreat, which because of the Rona was held online. Wow, that weekend was awesome. Again, it helped me get out of my comfort zone. I am one person who most times is not comfortable or confident talking about myself. Well, I made it through the weekend. Chulu and the ladies were very accommodating and were always there to share ideas without any reservations. I'm grateful. I came out of that weekend feeling more confident and more in control of my life. 3 takeaways for me from that weekend were learning to manage my time better. This, of course, is still work in progress. Expectations from others. I have learned that I should not expect how I think or feel about others is what I will get in return. I also learned to delegate tasks that can be done by others, and this really freed me up. I'm still working on my morning routine. Yes, I had one, but it's gotten better over the past year. I'm grateful for this. Learning to put my phone away at bedtime. I am now able to sleep through the night. Chulu said, "You will not die." This has been so helpful. I am so grateful to have had this beautiful soul and to be part of her community of the Africana woman. On my 364 days journey around the sun, the message on Good Morning Beautiful WhatsApp group was just what I needed to hear, and also what gave me the nudge to do what I had been putting off for days. Grateful I spent time out this morning to do this, and now that I have shared it with myself, I'm ready to go out and share with the world. I am really grateful for you, Chulu, and grateful for the journey that we've had together over the past years.
That's it. We have reached the end of the 50th episode. Thank you to everyone that sent in a voice note to help celebrate this milestone. Thank you, Mary, Phoebe, Tati, Mapalo, Ruth, Haja, and Kako. I love you guys so, so much. Thank you so much, you guys, for listening and being part of the Africana Woman community. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please let me know your feedback on the hotline, which is +26097 84703 95. You can send a message or a voice note via WhatsApp. You can also find the number in the show notes. Now, thank you for being a listener. You know, I'm just so grateful for you. And if you are new here, welcome, my darling. Make sure that you subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes. This helps more African queens to hear about us. I am very easy to find. My playground is Instagram. Just look for @ChuluByDesign. Holla at your girl. I'd love to say hi. I always say hi. Until next week, know your roots, grow your purpose.